parasha is Parashat Mishpatim. However, it's also Parashat Shekalim. It also has the Haftarah, the Maftir. We begin with one of the four parashiot. One of the four parashiot that we say around this time of the year, around Purim and Pesach time. And the first one, the first out of the four, is Parashat Shekalim. What's Parashat Shekalim? It's the time where Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to count Am Yisrael. How is he supposed to count them? He can't count Jews. How is he supposed to count them? He counted them through their coins, through their machatzita shekel, through their half shekel coins. That's how he counted them. And where did that money go? That money went towards the Mishkan, towards the Karbanot that were brought in the beginning of the month of Nisan. So a lot is said about these shekalim, and there are a lot of questions to ask as well. One question we could ask is, whatever happened to the half, to the other half? Right? Hashem commanded Moshe, tell each Jew to give a half a shekel. What about the other half? Whatever happens to the other half? That's a question we could ask. Another question we could ask is that every single Jew had to bring this money, had to bring this matzid shekel, and not only that, every single Jew had to bring the same amount of money. It's an amazing thing. The rich person, you know, a rich person comes, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu, listen, you're asking me for a donation, I'll give you a donation. I want to give you 100 shekels.
The whole point is to count.
Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, the whole point is to count, but if someone wants to give more money, you're going to turn him down? How can you turn him down? You know? Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to give 100 shekels. You know, that's going to get you so many more korbanot in the Mishkan. No, I'm sorry. I'm only allowed to take a half shekel from you. A poor person comes and says, listen, Moshe, I'm struggling. It's hard for me to pay rent, put food on the table and stuff like that. I don't know if I could afford a half a shekel. Can I give you less? Can I give you a quarter of a shekel? Or maybe pay you in intervals or something? I don't know, right? Can we create a payment plan? No. You got to find a way to pay me a half a shekel. Half a shekel. It's such an interesting thing that, you know, since when did you find a Jewish organization that turned down a donation? You know? They turned down some donations. Everyone has to give a half a shekel. What's going on over here? What's the essence of this half a shekel? So let's just read over here. Let's save the questions to the end, okay? So this is from the Sefer called Be'er HaChaim. Be'er HaChaim is a Sefer that was written based on the Divrei Torah, the Shiurim of Rav Elimelech Biderman. Rav Elimelech Biderman is a big tzaddik that lives in Eretz Yisrael, I believe in Bnei Brak. He is one of the most popular mashpiim, one of the most popular speakers in Israel today. Okay, he's mechazek thousands of people. There's a weekly email that's sent out in like 5 different languages from his shiurim. You guys, if you understand English, Hebrew, Yiddish, French, I think Spanish also is even there. You know, there are weekly emails sent with his Divrei Torah that are very easy to read, very easy to understand, and there are amazing stories there as well. So we can speak afterwards if you want me to give you some of that information, we could do that. So this is from his Sefer on Purim. It's called Be'er HaChaim Yemei Purim. And he writes over here like this, guys, if you could look inside, we're going to start reading inside now. Bichlal, so the title of this piece is called Koach HaAchdut, the Koach, the strength of Achdut, Behashlamat HaChatzaim L'Shlemut, with the completion of the halves, completing the halves. So let's see what he says. Bichlal mitzvah zu, included in this mitzvah of Machzid HaShekel, Liyot BeAchdut, it includes being united, ulitchaber im klal Yisrael, and attaching oneself to Am Yisrael. How do we know that? From where do we see that the essence of this mitzvah, or at least an aspect of this mitzvah, is achdut? Where do we see that from? So he quotes the pasuk hakatuv as it says, "He ashir lo yarbe vehadal lo yamit miyachzid hashekel," that the rich person should not give more, and the poor person should not give any less than a half a shekel. Shekol echad veechad tzarich latet schum ze lebet hamikdash, that every single individual must give this amount to the Bet HaMikdash, lelo yotze min haklal, with no exceptions. Everyone has to give a half a shekel. No more, not more, not less. V'nirmaz kan, and it's hinted here, shelo yitga'e ha'echad al hashani, that one person should not feel any better than the other person. V'yeda, and he should know, shemitzad atzmo eno davar shalem. He should know that what? That on his own, individually, he's incomplete. He's missing something. V'rak b'itztarfuto im acherim zocheh lishlemut. And only when you combine yourself and your contributions with someone else, with others, then you could reach shlemut, then you could reach completion. That's what's hinted to in this mitzvah. That you only give a half. Why not more than a half? Because you have to know that you are incomplete if you're lacking the contribution of another Jew. If you're not together, united with that other Jew, then you are incomplete. It's a chisaron, it's a deficiency in yourself, if you're not including that other person. And that's what's hinted to in the half a shekel. That you're only a half of something else. You're not a whole thing, you're not a whole entity on your own. V'chenevi al-shech, and the al-shech brings as well, B'shem Rabbi Shlomo el-Kabetz, in the name of Shlomo el-Kabetz, Zatzal, he's the one who authored the famous piyut of Lecha Dodi that we say every single Friday night. So the Al-Sheikh brings from Shlomo el-Kabetz, who's one of the big Kabbalists of Tzfat in that time period, with the Shulchan Aruch. He writes, Shelachen amra Torah, that's why the Torah said, Lehavi rak machatzit ha-shekel, only to bring a half a shekel. Why? Kedei lelamed shekol yachid mitzad atzmo chashuv rak kemachatzit. In order to show that what? That each person is only a half. V'rak kasher yitztaref ve'yitached im haklal, and only once he combines himself with the klal, with the public, yuchlu lehakriv mimatanat kulam et korban tamid b'moado uvimkomo uchilchato. And only with the other contributions of everyone else, only then they would be able to bring the korbanot in the mishkan. So I just want to mention to you over here before we go on this piece from the Noam Elimelech, Rav Elimelech from Majensk, who says this. I'm sure I said this a few times. It's an amazing thing, and it's very important to live with this by your side at all times. And he asked a question, Rav Elimelech asked a question. The Ari HaKadosh instituted that before you do any mitzvah, there's a special paragraph that you should say to put yourself in the right frame of mind before you do a mitzvah. And what's that? It's called the Lashem Yehud paragraph. Lashem Yehud, that behold, I am doing this mitzvah in the name of Hashem, right? And I'm having proper kavanah to do it. So what does it say in that Lashem Yehud paragraph? It says, Lashem Yehud kucha b'richu shchinteh, בתחילו חימו חימו תחילו יחדה שם יודקה בבבקה ביחודה שלים בשם כל ישראל. Okay, I'm doing this on behalf of all of Am Yisrael, the entire Jewish nation. So Velimelch asks a question. He says, what does your mitzvah, what does another Jew in Morocco have to do with your putting on tefillin that you have to say on behalf of the entire Jewish nation? Mashayach, what's the connection? Why are you bringing him into your mitzvah? What does he have to do with anything? So he explains that really it's hypocritical for you to go and do a mitzvah with your arm while you didn't avera with that same arm 2 weeks ago. It's hypocritical for you to go and pray with your lips while you're so busy saying lashon hara, you know, to your friend an hour ago. It's so hypocritical to go and learn gemara with your eyes while you weren't guarding your eyes properly. And how can you go and do a mitzvah then, with those limbs? So he explains that if you look at yourself as an individual Jew, you're right. You're right. It is hypocritical and it's wrong, and you can't do that. And truthfully, your mitzvah wouldn't be worth anything if you went and did it. However, there's this other being called Am Yisrael. And it's a whole being, it's one being, it's one creation, it's one creature that's called Am Yisrael. And that this Am Yisrael body has an arm, it has two arms, fingers, a head, a nose, eyebrows, legs, toes, the whole deal. Many limbs. And that body is made up of all the neshamot in Am Yisrael. That's what the body is made up of. So each and every single neshama in Am Yisrael is a part of that body. And this body, when it's all connected with all its limbs, is completely pure and is not subject to any sin. Is not subject to any impurity. This is what Ari HaKadosh says. It's not subject to anything. We find that in another place that the Zohar HaKadosh says that there's 600,000 letters in the Torah. If you count, it's much less than that, but that's what the Zohar Kadosh says, and there's an aspect of truth to that. Even though it's not literally correct, but it's correct in other ways. 600,000 letters in the Torah. The Arizal says, separately, that there's 600,000 neshamot in the Jewish nation today. So even though that's also not correct, there are many, many more Jews than 600,000, however, neshamot, when it comes to neshamot, right? And neshamot are split into different human bodies of today. So if you add the two together, that means that every single letter in the Torah corresponds to another, every single neshama corresponds to another letter in the Torah. 600,000, 600,000, right? The Torah is completely pure, it's kadosh. You have to treat it with respect. However, if it's missing one letter is missing from the Torah, it's pasul. What does that mean? That in order for the Torah to be complete, every single piece needs to be there, every single letter needs to be there. In order for Am Yisrael to be complete, every single neshama has to be included. Every single neshama has to be included. So for that reason, back to the Noam Elimelech, he writes that that body, that being of Am Yisrael, is not subject to sin, it's completely pure. And therefore, before you do a mitzvah, you want to include yourself into that body called Am Yisrael. Because then and only then, you could go forward and do and fulfill that mitzvah. Because that being, that Am Yisrael is pure. And only if you are connect yourself to Am Yisrael, then you could go and do the mitzvah. That's why it says, B'shem Kol Yisrael, on behalf of all of Am Yisrael. Because you are incomplete without that other Jew. You are incomplete without including yourself in Am Yisrael. You have deficiencies. And that's what's hinted to in the Machatzid HaShekel. B'matan Torah, K'tiv, it's written by Matan Torah, V'yitzvu B'tachtit Ahar. Right, Am Yisrael stood beneath the mountain, and the Gemara says, "V'gemara darash Rabbi Avdimi." Right, what does it mean? They stood under the mountain. So the Gemara tells us, "Milamed shekafa Kadosh Baruch Hu aleihem ha'har kegigit," that Hashem held over their heads the mountain. Okay, He held the mountain over their heads. V'amar lehem, and He said to them, "Im atem mikablim haTorah mutav." If you accept the Torah, great, awesome. V'im lav, but if not, if you don't accept the Torah, Sham tehe kivuratchem. Over there will be your burial place. Sham. So highlight the word Sham. Over there will be your burial place. So the Diktukom Mefarshim, the Mefarshim ask, My Sham tehe kivuratchem. Why over there? What's there? It should have said what? It should have said, Po tehe kivuratchem. Over here will be your burial place. Why Sham? Right? Po tehe kivuratchem, dahainu mitachat ahar. And there were many, many answers that were said about this. In the name of Sadiqim, they said like this. Over here, all of Am Yisrael stood with complete achdut under the mountain. This is what Hashem said to them. If you receive the Torah, kegigit, ukiderazu, hamachzika et ha-ma'achalim, gigit is like a barrel. If you receive the Torah like a barrel, like this, right? He held over the mountain over them like a barrel. So if you receive the Torah in a way of a barrel, what does it mean in a way of a barrel? That holds all of the food, right? A barrel holds all of the food together in one barrel. Dehainu beofen shekulam omdim beachdut, in a way that everyone is united, just like all the food is united in the barrel. All the wine is united in the barrel. It's not in separate places. So too, if you receive the Torah in this way, in unity, mutav, great, that's great. Ve'im lav, but if not, ve'yu ke'elu, she'efreshu min ha'klal v'atzibur chas v'shalom, and you're going to be people who separate themselves from the public, then what? Azai sham, then there, b'makom she'etzu ha'yechidim l'sham, te'ekvu atchem. Over there, meaning the place where other people separate themselves, and they go there, they go to a place other than here. Over here is unity. If you separate yourself and go there, Sham, there, then tehekvu atchem, then that will be your burial place. You won't be able to survive. Ki kasher adam mitalech b'derech yichidi, because when a person goes alone, harayu mitchayev b'nafsho, that's a mamar chazal. Someone who walks along the road alone, he's mitchayev b'nafsho. Right? What does it mean, mitchayev b'nafsho? It means he's putting his life in danger. But figuratively, it means that a person who lives life without unity, and he individualizes himself, and he doesn't include himself in the klal, in Am Yisrael, you're basically, in a way, committing suicide. U'me'abed kol chelech katov shebo. And you're basically throwing away all the good that you have. all the good that you have. So I want you to skip to the next paragraph. Gedola midata achdut. You see that? It's like towards the bottom. Gedola midata achdut. So he writes like this. And I don't think I have the entire thing on your thing, but you're going to have to just follow along with me. It was cut off a little bit. Gedola midat ha'achdut. The midah of achdut is so great. She'al yada mit'ale kol yachid v'yachid aseret monim. That when a person is united with other Jews, he elevates himself times 10. Multiplied by 10. How do we know that? An unbelievable proof. So he writes, Kemoshe Amar Gaon Bala Or Sameach. The Or Sameach writes like this, that there are different types of korbanot that are brought in the Beit HaMikdash. Right? There's a shlamim, there's a olah, there are different types of korbanot. So the shlamim, and they have different statuses, they have different levels of holiness. And the ones that are of the highest levels are called Kodshei Kodashim. Right? Kodshei Kodashim, they have to be brought in a separate place, in the Beit HaMikdash, right? The holiest place, and they could only be brought by certain people, and they could only be eaten by certain people. The level below that is Kochim Kalim. Okay, Kalim Kal means a little light. So it's a little lighter than, the holiness is a little lighter. So the Or Sameach writes that a Korban Shlamim is Kochim Kalimhu. The Shlamim is called, it's a Kochim Kalim. It's a lower level of holiness. However, the same shlamim, it's the same type of korban. However, it's brought on a different occasion. It's brought on behalf of the whole Jewish nation, right? Which is brought on the holidays and brought on other times in the year. That's not kochei kochim, kalim. It's kochei kochim. Why so? They're both shlamim. Afal pide tarvayo shlamim ninhu. Even though they're both considered korbanot shlamim, right? However, it's on a higher level. Why? Because something that comes by way of the tzibur, by way of the entire tzibur, by way of the whole Am Yisrael, has an elevated status. That's why it's very interesting that according to the Arizal, Chazarat Hashatz is on a higher level than the individual Shmona Esrei. That's what Arizal writes. It's on a higher level than the separate Shmona Esrei. Why is that so? Why is that true? Because as an individual, like we explained before, you're trying to sell a product to God by saying, Hashem, look at me as an individual. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. Please send Parnasa. Please send Refuah. Please this, please that. So Hashem may or may not listen to you. Right? However, when the Shliach Tzibur gets up there, and it's really a tefillah that is by more than one person at a time, meaning it's like a package deal that, you know, all 25 people in the minyan are sending that one prayer upwards, right? Because the Shliach Tzibur says the bracha, and everyone answers amen, and we know that when you answer amen, it's as if you yourself made the bracha. So when everyone answers amen to the same bracha, it's as if they all made that same bracha at the same time, right? So therefore, according to the Arizal, it's on a higher level. Why is it on a higher level? Because it's a group package. It's a charter flight instead of, you know, an individual. Right? You like that, huh? It's a charter. It's coming as a group. And therefore, it's on a higher level. Let's move on a little bit. Dorshe, and this is a little fun. This is for Omer. Dorshe Rishimot Amru. Okay? Shetevat Vayakel. What does Vayakel mean? Who could tell me the word? What does it mean? Vayakel?
Gathered.
Beautiful. And he gathered, right? So the word Vayakel, Ole, Begematria, the gematria of the word Vayakel is, Nu, Omer?
16.
Tispo.
116.
Come on, you're good at this.
151.
Keminyan mikveh, which is the same gematria of mikveh. Do the math.
40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40.
Right? Mikveh is the same gematria as vayakel. Why? Ki koach ha'achdut metaher u'mekadesh ketvila b'mikveh. Because when you are united, that essence of just being united That fact being united, it could be mitaher you as an individual as good as a mikveh can. As good as a mikveh can, you know? So you just come from like, you know, chazarat hashatz, and you have a smile on your face, and you walk outside, and you walk back, and you go back home after Bet Knesset, your mother says, why are you smiling? Efo alachta, where did you go? I was just in the mikveh, ima. That's what you could say. I was just in the mikveh. V'chen segulato le'orer rachamim abim. And it's also a segula to arouse, rachamim, arouse mercy from Shamayim. V'remez le'davar, so another one, okay, another one for Omer, is this. Sibur, the word sibur, okay, without the yud, sibur, right, is what?
92, I
think. Sibur, tzadi is 90, bet is 2, 92, vav is 6, 98, and another 200, 298. So, tzibur ole begematria rachamim, mercy. Tzibur equals mercy. Why? Because when you are united, when you're together with others, unite yourself with others, you arouse rachamim from Shamayim. You arouse rachamim from Shamayim. So guys, we're going to stop here. I just want to close with these words. Actually, no. This is for Omer also. Let's finish off this paragraph. You're going to like this, Omer. Let's finish this off. Yeah?
Yeah.
So it says in the Ma'or Vashemesh, he writes, the tefillah b'tzibur mesugelet parnasa v'achava. Parnasa. Tefillah b'tzibur, I knew you'd like it. Tefillah b'tzibur, davening tefillah b'tzibur, so everyone says, listen, I get up whenever, as long as I daven, which is great. You deserve a pat on the back. You really do. And I'm proud of you. That, you know, you wanted to get up at 12:30, but instead you got up at 11 and you davened. That's great. But you should know that you're missing out on some parnasa tova. You're missing out on some good, you know, good cash, money in the bank. Waking up and praying with a minyan, with a tzibu, is a segula for good parnasa. How is that hinted to? So it's hinted to in the pasuk. Va'avadtem et Hashem Elokechem, and you should worship Hashem your God. Uverach et lachmecha v'et memecha. And I will bless your bread and your water. Meaning, I will bless your parnasa. V'asiroti machala mikirbech, and I will also remove the disease from within you. So what do we see from there? Patach b'lashon rabim. It opened up with the lashon rabim. Va'avadtem. So what's avodah? The Gemara Brachot says that avodah, ezuhi avodah shebalev, is what? Tfilah. Avodah is tfilah. Right? Avodah is tefillah. Avodah used to be korbanot, but now we don't have korbanot anymore, so we have tefillah in place of korbanot. So avodah means tefillah. But what does it say? Va'avadtem. And you, what's va'avadtem? Plural. And you should worship. You should go pray. That means tefillah b'tzibur. However, the pasuk ended with what? Uverach et lachmecha ve'et memecha. And he will bless your bread, but singular. It doesn't say lachmechem, your bread in plural, vet memechem, and your waters in plural. It says, and your bread and your water. Why? Ki ka'asher mitpalel im atzibur, because when a person includes himself in the tzibur, but not only that, he goes and he prays with the tzibur. I'm sorry, you don't have it on the sheet. Yihye muftach, he'll be guaranteed. Sheparnasatot yihye mezumenet lo bechol yom ha'arvacha. That is, parnasa will be set aside for him at all times. Ubracha tihye mutziyav maaseh yadav. And he will also have blessing in his hands. There was one person that lived in Turkey. He owned a warehouse, like a manufacturing company. That he was like a tailor, but he did it, you know, in bulk. And he used to tailor clothing. So one time, an officer came, knocked on his factory, and said, "Listen, I'm giving you a big deal right now. I want like 40,000 uniforms. I want you to tailor 40,000 uniforms for the army of the king." So now, it's coming from the king, so it's going to be, you know, big money, and it's in bulk, 40,000. Every person would want an order like that in bulk. So he said, "Listen, mister, I'm sorry, I'm stepping out for mincha right now, and I'll be back in about an hour," because back then mincha wasn't down the stairs, you had to actually travel to go and pray mincha. "I'll be back in about an hour." So the person says, "I don't think you understand. Like, this is a big money deal over here, okay? You're going to be missing out on this deal. If you don't take this deal from me, I'm going to go to your competition across the street." He said, "Listen, I have this mitzvah of praying mincha, and I'm sorry. I apologize. Please forgive me." And he just went, stepped out. The guy went, he went down the block to the other guy, to his competition. He got his 40,000 uniforms from him. 6 months later, this officer comes back to the factory, the first one, and says to him, listen, you don't know what happened. He gave me junk, 40,000 pieces of junk. They all started ripping after a day. I'm going to give you 40,000, I'm even going to give you double the price, but please make it for me. And he made it for him. Why? He made minyan. He didn't sacrifice his own minyan just to make a little more money. He made minyan, and because of that, he made double the amount of money. There you have it. It's a segula for panasa. To pray with a minyan is a segula for panasa. But what's behind that? What's behind that? Unity, achdut, including yourself and everyone else. And that's machzid shekel, to understand, to know that you're only a half of something else. You're only a fraction of the whole big picture, right? You shouldn't use that to humiliate yourself, right? You should understand that your kohot are a tremendous kohot, and Hashem loves you like He loves the whole world. However, to understand for yourself that you need to be united with Am Yisrael for your own good. Shabbat shalom uvarach. Have a great evening, everyone.